You're listening to People Helping People, a live radio show on Daisy 1170 AM. Join us each and every week as we explore the many ways of making a difference, just by doing what you can. Know a friend who's in need of a service? Have a family member who's come upon hard times? Hopefully we can all help. It's about people helping people. Tuesdays at noon on Daisy 1170 AM. If you can help, or you know someone who needs help, call us now on the studio line 408-912-5565 to participate. That's 408-912-5565. You can also send an email to peoplehelping@klok1170am.com. If you prefer to leave a message, call 408-458-9478. That's 408-458-9478. All information is strictly confidential.
Hello and welcome to another edition of People Helping People on Daisy 1170 AM. My name is Greg. My co-host Larry not with us today. He's stuck at a job in San Francisco, so he will not be able to make it today. But I do have our producer of the show, Franco, behind the board.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg. How are you?
3 years today. Officially 3 years, Franco, you've been with the station. It's a big day. Yeah, it's a big day for you. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. It feels so unreal.
I feel like I was a big part of that, of getting you back in here. I mean, essentially, not to take too much credit here, but I was the one who said, we need to get this guy on our team. And then you went and did all the hard work.
Great find.
But yeah, I like to consider myself a scout. I scouted you out after all that time.
Are you happy here, Franco?
Oh, I love it here. Yeah.
He's the goods. You know what? It's not so difficult so much to find people that show up every day and do their job. It's hard to find people that show up and do their job but are also quality human beings. And Franco combines all of those.
I can see the way I can see him, you know, the loving personality.
He is. He's a good man. He's good from... Yeah. In and out. So congrats, my friend.
Yeah, thank you very much, Greg. And thank you, Merle.
Yeah, sure. I should. So for those who are wondering, with that wonderful voice you hear in the background, it's this time of year. So the week before Thanksgiving, it's actually our 2-year anniversary show. Mm-hmm. Amazing, because we started the week before Thanksgiving. And seeing as we are a couple days away and we're now starting to wind down our year, we'd like to bring in our friend Merle, the Sankara Eye Foundation, to talk a little bit about where we are today, where we are moving into 2017, all the things we've accomplished with some great people involved. But first, Merle, thank you for being here as always.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You're also a good man, Greg.
Thank you, Merle. Yeah,
it's goodness, easy. Goodness comes across. No?
I agree.
You cannot hide it.
Right, you know what? Right. It's pleasure when you get to work with people that you like.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do at work. Some people aren't as fortunate. Yeah. But when we get to work with people, we enjoy being around and enjoy. We can inspire. Yeah.
Then you can achieve more.
That's right.
If you enjoy what you do, there's nothing can stop you.
And no? I have to say, Merle, and I know I speak on behalf of Larry, and I'm sure I speak on behalf of Franco and others here. You're an inspiring human being for many reasons. One, you deal with adversity as well as anybody I've ever met. You always seem to be positive and bring a positive vibe and energy with you.
Sure, sure.
Considering the work you're doing, it's stressful.
It is.
Let's talk a little bit about, now I know our listeners know about SEF, the Sankara Eye Foundation, and we've been working with you for many years. Great organization. For those who might be a little bit in the dark, why don't we just tell them a brief update as to what's going on with Sankara?
Yeah. Basically, I was very fortunate to have been pushed into this by my uncle back in 1998. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was very reluctantly involved in this, but did not realize this will bring so much happiness into our lives. I was a very timid person, Greg. You will not believe me.
I don't.
My parents were worried because my brother is always the star of the family.
Yes.
He's always 4.0 and he did 3 masters, all 4.0.
Really?
And I overheard my father telling me, a friend came, how are the children doing? Oh, Subbu, we call him, pet name is Subbu. Subbu will somehow survive. I'm worried about Murali. What will he do in life? He's so shy.
Oh my goodness. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine this conversation ever happened.
No, no. I attribute it to the Sankara Eye Foundation work. Mm. Before that, I will not even go on stage, Greg. And the first event we did with my own music group, Pallavi, mm-hmm. in 1999, April 3rd at the Foothill College, houseful show. Can you believe first event? 930 people, houseful. But I was shy to go on stage. I sent my brother and Ahmad Kushnu, our Pakistani friend, mm-hmm. was a co-founder. They were on stage. And the next event, I sent another board member, Divyogi Patel. He did a lousy job too.
Really?
now we're all different people. So I really attribute it to Sankara Eye Foundation mm-hmm. for making use of my natural abilities to the best. I couldn't have done where I call this my flowering. Mm. More than what we are contributing to the lives of the visually handicapped people, this has been a vehicle for me to flower and bring out my best in life.
You found who you are with SEF.
Exactly.
Really?
Not only my story, many friends' story. I remember one volunteer, he was looking for a better job in one of these companies. They asked him, what experience do you have in dealing with big money? Oh, we raised... $2 million for a project, and I was one of the key members of the team. We know how to deal with big money.
Yeah.
And I have project management skills, communication skills, and what all? No, motivating skills. You have to, because all are volunteers, you cannot say, come on, you come to work tomorrow. No?
Yeah.
You have to inspire them. They should feel good about the charity, good about the people. So that's a tough job. Tough job, because that is what...
It takes a special human being. It really does.
So it's all of us are learning. You look at any of our volunteers, mm-hmm. they take the skills from Sankara to other organizations. Mm-hmm. And one of our volunteers is the head of another community organization in the Bay Area. I can see him taking our learnings, his learnings from here, because we always think big.
Yeah.
Do a dandiya, this person will say, Murliji, our dandiya has to be the best. We are doing a 1,500 people dandiya. Now we are doing a 7,500 people. Oh, yeah. Sky is the limit.
It is, and that's big aspirations. It's big goals.
Yeah. No, not that we want to beat other people. It's basically we want to bring out the best in this life. Bring out the best what God has given you or you are naturally born with. Bring out the best. And Sankara is a great platform. We try things. We do fail. And in Indian culture, there is a little bit hesitation to fail. Mm. Now it's changing in India. Because many people are starting startup companies. And my father was not even happy when I quit a government company and joined a private company. Why are you doing that, Murali? What a safe job, government job, and you're joining a private company in India. So that type of environment many of us grow with. And now surely it is changing. But in this country, even one I forgot the name of the scientist, they said, how come you failed 999 times in creating the light bulb. Mm-hmm. He said that Thomas many Edison, times. Yeah. That many times I learned. So taking the risk.
Failure. Eventually brought him success.
Exactly. So failures, the new thing I'm learning in this country, that's a credit to this country, I would say. Because people are trying new things. They're not afraid if you fail. Try the next thing. You learn something from here. Innovation. How do you innovate?
Yeah.
Several of your experiments will fail.
It's really how you react to the failure, right? How you bounce back.
Yeah. And our board members also think that way. We do big events, Sonu Nigam, and also things go wrong. Some artist's father is not happy.
Yeah.
He said, no, we're not going to come. So I talked to Divyogi Bhai, our board member who organizes these, who brings these big events. Mm-hmm. Murliji, shit happens.
Yeah.
how do we handle and go forward is our skill.
There's no question that things will come up along the way that we have to deal with adversity.
Exactly.
These things are going to happen. I put it a little differently, but yes. How do you find yourself, because obviously you're the face of the operation, more or less,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And when adversity happens and you're behind, for example, this year you have a big task.
Uh-huh.
It's a huge amount of money
that
needs to be raised. Yes. And you're in that year end now.
Yes.
How do you put on the brave face? How do you pick the team up and get everybody rallied so they can keep moving towards the goal?
Because you look at what you have this year, Greg, and I can see our volunteers have collectively achieved many, many, many goals. We have set in front of them. Mm-hmm. And last year we had a nice crutches. We had crutches in the form of matching challenge.
Right, which doesn't happen this year.
Yeah, this year it is not there.
Right.
But see, we are calling ourselves the largest eye care provider in the whole world. 1.5 million free eye surgeries completed.
The biggest in the world.
Yeah, biggest in the world. Just 3 years ago, we were marketing 1 million.
Yeah.
It's already 1.5 million surgeries completed.
That's unbelievable.
So you're part of such a big movement. How can you say, Murliji, it cannot be done? And I really believe, not only on my own strength, the strength of all our hundreds of volunteers all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Already we are doing a banquet in L.A., I met one. I don't want to name him. I met a person at one of the banquets.
Mm.
And then I was introduced to him by some other person. We started talking. And then I sang a song to him.
Uh-huh.
That's how you connect. Oh, and he seemed interested in music also.
I'm sure you connect via music. Yeah.
And I can say his name. His name is Dr. Puneet Chandak. He's a radiologist.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Murli, I can offer you my elegant restaurant in Beverly Hills, Pais a Pair. I'll feed your donors so well that they are going to donate. So that is from me to your organization. That's almost a $10,000 worth of value he's giving. So we are five or six of us are calling only our top donors. So because I can only take 100 people, he's right. Going to get two tables full of people on December 4th.
Okay.
I'm flying from New Jersey. After
that's in LA?
Yeah, LA. And in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Then because we saved on that money, we are organizing a nice singing by a Bollywood singer who's now in L.A. And Comedy and Illusion by Mr. Joseph Tran from Magic Kingdom.
Yes, of course.
So we are providing high-value entertainment. A lot of high-net-worth individuals are signing up. And
that's is anybody can do that, or you have to be, in order to go to that,
you have to event. Be. You have to donate.
You have to donate a certain amount of money,
so people
can still do it if they make a certain donation.
These so far we have called all our top donors, 150 donors.
Okay,
but we are also inviting other high net worth individuals who could potentially donate.
How big of a part of the donations come from those 150? Is it a huge? I mean, I imagine they're taking on a huge portion of the financial responsibility. It seems right.
Luckily or not, whatever, we have many, many donors.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the biggest donation so far has been $20,000.
$20,000.
One of the donors who's coming there, Mr. Pradeep Kumar, is donating $20,000 for the Indore hospital.
Okay.
And he's coming there with his wife. And last year, we had $100,000.
$20,000.
Yeah. That's the biggest donation. And many people I know will give end of the year. We expect some checks of $50,000, hopefully $100,000. From some of our regular donors.
Yeah. Because not that's having the match hurts. Not to say that, like you said, it's not. I don't want to call it a crutch.
Yes.
But when you have that luxury of knowing that if somebody does give a big, one big donation turns into two very big donations.
It's a catalyst. It acts as a catalyst.
Yeah.
Spurring, my money is going to be matched. So if you work for a company like Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, your donation is going to be matched 100% up to, let's say, Microsoft matches almost $25,000 per employee.
Yeah.
Google matches $6,000.
So that's a big part. So if you work in one of those tech companies,
you
can make a huge splash by making a nice donation because the company will match.
For example, if you're an Apple employee,
you
can donate up to $10,000 if you made good money, and that will become 20 with Apple. If you have a matching challenge, 20 becomes 40.
That's great.
See how much 10,000 has grown.
And the thing is, we need to make up big chunks now.
Yes.
So what I always like to say is when people understand the job that's being done here and what most people know about the Shankara Eye Foundation is that they're helping children and people who are needlessly blind in this world. We take for granted here in America that cataracts and eye defects, if you will, are going to be handled by a doctor at a young age. And a lot of these issues don't exist
because we have this vision service provider program,
right,
where we can go have a checkup and even glasses are free or whatever every year. All of us do that. We don't have such programs in India,
so they're not so fortunate. And what you see is when you go to these smaller villages where there's not a lot of money, you're seeing children and people who are blind who could be fixed and could be helped
by
to see again.
Simple cataract surgery.
Right.
80% of our problems are just cataract surgery, Greg. That's a sad
and cataract. It's become such a common surgery here.
Some of our doctors can do it in 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
So they're getting how? I don't want to get too far because there's a lot of questions in there. But how many do they do? One doctor per day? Would you say how many can they get done?
At least 20 surgeries.
That's a lot of surgeries. That's a lot. So that's one doctor. So how many doctors would you say are involved at each hospital? Is it hard to answer that?
Yeah, we do almost 500 surgeries every day.
500 surgeries in the different.
At the 8 hospitals.
You've built 8 to this point.
Yeah, yeah.
And how many are we banking on for 2017?
2017, it should start ramping up. 2016, 150,000.
Okay.
Now that other hospitals are ramping up, what India has promised is we will have the 9th hospital is getting ready in Rajasthan.
Okay.
Then the 10th and 11th are going to be in Indore, Madhya Pradesh, which is the central part of India, and Hyderabad, Telangana. And then the 12th one, the paperwork is almost complete. With a big foundation in Bombay donating a complete building to us.
That'll be done in 17?
17, the construction will start.
Okay. Basically, it starts.
This has to be demolished and a new hospital has to be built.
Okay.
And he's also funding it 50% of the way.
Wow.
So by 2018, we should have 12 hospitals running. And by 2020, our Indian counterpart has promised that they will deliver 300,000 free surgeries every year.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. In order to start the construction, you need to have 75%, you said?
Yeah, 70%.
70%?
Because initially, Greg, when we started the construction, we were eager to start. Let's say at that time, the budget was 2.5 million.
Okay.
We only had a million. Come on, let's start. So unfortunately, the money was not coming fast enough and they could not continue the construction. Because you have to buy cement, you have to buy sand and all those things, steel. So... We consulted together and came up with this formula. Unless we have collectively in India and here 70% of the funds,
right?
Budget is $5 million for each hospital in addition to land. So unless we have $3.5 million in hand, they will not start the construction because that is our policy. That's our agreement.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah,
but it makes it more important that we get that money in hand so we can actually start the work. Because obviously it's wonderful we have 8. If you're saying we need to be at 12 by the end of 2018,
they'll have 12 hospitals.
And I know the goal is originally by 2020.
20 hospitals.
20, yes.
Yeah, we are not going to get there. That's a reality.
Right.
Now we have redone the vision.
Mm-hmm.
20 hospitals and 500,000 surgeries every year was our goal.
Mm-hmm.
Now that India has surely agreed to 12 hospitals, they said at this point they cannot commit to more hospitals. So what we are doing is we will keep the goal as still 500,000 surgeries.
Okay.
And then let our partner in India deliver 300,000 surgeries by 2020.
Okay.
Then we have already scouting for other providers. We're going to change our bylaws so we can support other providers like a Himalayan Academy.
Okay.
Which is in Nepal, they are performing eye surgeries in Bihar. So we are forming a separate entity in India, which will be Sankara USA, high-level CEO we're going to hire. His job is to scout for new eye care providers, vet them, make sure they are good quality. And then for any extra additional surgeries they perform, we're going to support the surgeries.
Do those doctors, are they being paid from... Or is it volunteer? How does that work? I mean,
our doctors are all paid very well.
They're paid well.
Paid very well.
So,
because they are high quality, because we are also attracting paying patients.
Yes.
80% is free, 20% is paid.
Oh, there are paid. Okay. Yeah,
that's a beautiful, beautiful model pushed by one of our board members, 80-20. So every hospital becomes self-sufficient in 5 years.
Okay.
Out of our 8 hospitals, Bangalore and Guntur in Andhra Pradesh, they are self-sufficient. They will not ask us money for supporting eye surgeries unless they have a new improvement they want to make in the hospital, add an operation theater or something.
Yeah.
For that, we'll raise money. But for 25,000 surgeries they are performing every year, they will not ask us for support.
Okay.
They're self-sufficient.
Right.
Goal is by 2020 or around that time, all their hospitals need to be self-sufficient.
Now, you've gone and you've visited all of the hospitals, correct? You've seen them all?
Yes.
What stands out to you? What makes you, what drives you to continue to do this, and as difficult and as trying as it can be, what keeps you going? What do you see that makes you want to keep helping and keep developing these hospitals?
Okay.
Give me some feel of what you see.
Yes, yes. See, this is the first time I visited our Kanpur hospital, mm-hmm. which is in the state of Uttar Pradesh.
When was this?
In May, June.
Okay, so this
was I was there
recently.
In India.
Okay.
So I visited Kanpur. That's the first hospital I visited in this trip.
Yes.
I went to Bombay, and then from there I flew to Lucknow, and then the hospital staff picked me up from the Lucknow airport. Then we drove 2 hours to Kanpur.
Now you arrived there, the famed Murli. Was it poverty? Were you being taken to a place where you felt away from your comfort zone, or did you feel at home where you were? I mean, because this is obviously
It is different. It is different because you see, especially in this state, you see cows on the road and all that.
Right. A lot of poverty?
And then poverty, you can see poverty.
Yeah.
But
I was
also,
just curious.
Also, you can see things are improving.
Okay.
I see better roads. And then if you see our hospital, it's kind of an oasis. Some people don't even believe, the poor people, am I going to be treated at this hospital?
Beautiful, yeah, facility, yeah.
So this person, who is the HR person, he picks me up from the airport mm-hmm. with the driver. Within 5 minutes, he says, Murli ji, we have to eradicate blindness in India. Can you believe this? I can see this kind of talk by our main hospital in Coimbatore. That's the first hospital. Our leaders are all there. They're constantly motivated.
Yeah.
This is the latest hospital we opened.
Right.
And so I was so thrilled by just that.
Yeah, that's powerful.
And then go to the hospital in the first year itself. They have already performed 9,000 free eye surgeries.
Now, are there people just waiting? Is it
yes.
a waiting room of people, or is it like...
They've just started attracting paying patients
okay.
who will be in the waiting room.
So they're waiting.
They walk in, they check up, they go, they
it's
may
that
come back.
Quick? For, huh? They do it that quickly? That yeah. is basically you come in, get... you.
They can paying patients can do the get the surgery today and they can be discharged today.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they know how to take care of their eyes.
Right.
But the free people, the poor people we bring.
Yes.
We bring from several villages. They end up staying in the hospital for at least 2 days.
That was what I was wondering. Yeah. So they're not because obviously they need to be cared for.
Correct.
They have nowhere to go.
Correct.
A lot of times, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And when they come in, they are brought into the hospital by our own buses.
Uh-huh.
As soon as they come in, they have a training session given by the staff in their own mother tongue.
Okay.
So you'll be taken care of very well. You have to keep the place clean. You cannot spit anywhere. And you will be given this uniform. So they're acclimatized to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
All these nurses are so loving. So they start feeling comfortable in the hospital.
Yes, of course, they probably want to stay.
Yeah, yeah. And then beautiful surgery, very systematic way they are doing work with the badge and everything, with the green color, this thing, we know this person's waiting for surgery, and then a high quality surgery. Then they come out. Now they need to, they stay in the hospital for 2 days just to make sure they're taught on how to maintain your eyes.
Right.
How to keep it clean, sanitization.
And a lot of times these are kids, right? Would you say?
No, many, many people are poor people,
okay.
old people.
Okay.
Kids, basically what we do is preventive care.
Oh, it is.
I do see some kids, but predominantly how we take care of the kids is we call a rainbow program.
Mm-hmm.
In the established hospitals, we have schools around them. Some are kind of economically backward children go there.
Mm-hmm.
So we go there and teach the children, teacher to spot problems in children. You go to a school, even a middle class family child, suddenly the child may go back to the back of the seat because he's not able to see from there.
Mm-hmm.
He has to see from a distance.
Yeah.
So these are the situations we are asking the teachers
to
keep an eye on off
yeah.
and then notify us. What they mean is a simple eyeglasses. So this is what we do proactively for children. We do pediatric surgeries also as for a child as young as 1 year, 6 months. Our doctors are good at.
Mm.
They're called consanguineous cataract. When people marry within relations, even the born child may have a cataract.
Okay.
So we take care of that. But predominantly older people and 45, 50, 60,
so
70.
In other words, they end up going in because they have cataracts and they can't see. They're essentially blind, right?
At least one eye is gone. And then other eye is also developing cataract. If they don't take care of it, they'll become blind.
And the minute the surgery is done, they put them in a room to rest.
Yes.
How quickly after are they seeing clearly?
That's a very good question.
Is it weeks? Is it
not weeks, because they are discharged in 2-3 days.
Yeah. But I would imagine there's still some care. I mean, you've had surgery.
Correct.
Your eye.
They have to take care of it very well.
Yes.
That post-operative care is very important.
Yeah.
That is what we do very well. We go back to the patients within 12 months, 2 times, making sure they're following proper hygiene, proper process to take care of the eyes.
Yeah.
So we're not, Dr. Ramani said, we're not just counting beans. We want to make sure the surgery we performed is really successful.
Yeah.
So they are able to get back to almost 80% of the patients after surgery. They may not be able to contact 80%. All of them because they need to go to the same village, ask them to come to an eye camp. When they go pick up new patients, we ask the old patients to come to the same eye camp where the doctors examine them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, the staff told me that they have 80% of success in getting those people back. Let's say we do 100 surgeries, 80 people we can get back to make sure they're following proper hygiene. Yeah.
Some are going to get lost in the shuffle.
So that's why our success rate is more than 98%.
98% is amazing. Yeah. The case of the surgeries themselves, and the miracle, if you will, of giving sight back. Have you been there to witness some of these people who have been now living a blurry, dark existence, and then all of a sudden now they open their eyes and they can see color and they can see beauty around them? Is that something you've witnessed? And is that, I would imagine it to be powerful thing.
Yeah, I've seen people after surgeries, they're so happy. In one of the hospitals, I put all this on our Facebook page.
Okay.
I'm the one who's mostly promoting these case studies.
Find Shankar Eye Foundation on Facebook, because you get a lot of information there, by the way. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Facebook.com/Gift of Vision.
Gift of Vision.
So I'm talking to this lady. She's so happy. Oh, God, they are God. She thinks these doctors and staff are God who have given their vision. And she is even recommending, you need to increase the salaries of all these sisters. They took care of me so well.
they're providing the raise, huh? It's nice to know that.
That happiness you see, Greg, that's what motivates us, and we came back re-energized to work harder.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get tired. See, this Christmas season, my grandchild will be coming back. He's in Detroit.
Okay.
He's only 5 months old.
I was going to say, your new grandchild. not even a year old. Unbelievable.
When he comes back from Detroit on December 4th or 5th, I want to spend the holidays just playing with him, enjoying.
Yes.
But I need to work.
Yeah, you're always working. It requires, this is a job that really doesn't, in the beginning of the year for you, I know it's a little different, right? It gets a lot more, ramps up as the year goes on. But you guys are doing things all year.
Yes.
We should call attention and recognize the group of not only volunteers, but all the people involved.
By supporting us this way.
It's easy for us to get involved because of the operation being so, first of all, great people, wonderful people, but that you are very professional. And your team deserves a lot of credit. And I don't want to lose sight of that. In a time of thanks, we should be thankful for what they do.
No doubt about it. See, when we do these dandiyas and all that, in big shows, the number of volunteers working are sometimes 100 volunteers.
Yeah.
These are all big guys in their companies, VP, director, senior director as Oracle. How much money they'll be making, maybe $70, $80 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I only make.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I don't even want to tell you what I make now.
So much money they are making. If I had to pay them for their time, we'll not make any profits. So we are extremely thankful to them. They are as passionate as I am. Young guys volunteering. Murliji, if India cannot do it, we cannot stop. We have to find other providers. We need to keep going. We must eradicate curable blindness. That's the way these volunteers talk, and I get re-energized.
I hear it too. We, with our listeners, and throughout the year when we're promoting events for you guys, and as we're promoting the year-end banquet and the year-end in general and the fundraising, you'll hear people talk about it all the time, about how it almost became a part of our community and our lives here.
Part of their lives.
Because people feel like they get to do something good.
Yes, yes, yes.
And sometimes not many people can do what you do. So their way of helping is by chipping in, whatever they can afford to give.
Yes, yes.
In some cases, it's, a couple hundred dollars. Some cases, it's thousands and tens of thousands.
Yeah.
But I always joke around saying, you know, no amount is too small, and that's that. But it is true. It's yes. really about doing a good deed for people that need it.
Yes, yes.
And sometimes like you have your grandchild, you know, I mean, you look at your grandchildren, you look at your children, you say, I want to do something good yes. because I would hope somebody would do that for my grandchild or my child.
Of course,
right?
Of course. Yes,
and
yes,
I mean,
yes.
So let's focus away for those tuning in just for, you know, popping in at the moment. You're listening to Murali G of the Shankar Eye Foundation. Giftofvision.org is the website to find anything you want to find. We always, sorry, at this time of year is where we really revisit all the strategies and all the initiatives going on. And now we've heard a little bit about where we are now, but what are we doing to get involved here as we have 1 month and 1 month and a week essentially
that's
left of the
left.
Year?
That's all.
So
left.
What do we tell people to do? How do they get involved now?
Basically, as I told you, Greg, we have raised almost close to $2.5 million for the Indore hospital construction.
Incredible.
And the Hyderabad hospital construction. Mm-hmm. We are still waiting for land, but looks like the Hyderabad land may be available to us by January.
Mm-hmm.
And Indore also, we are trying alternate. So hopefully, the beginning of the next year, I'm hoping that both the lands will come through. Actually, one bank is also offered. If you don't get government land, we can get you the land at a cheaper price. Because of this demonetization drive in India, mm-hmm. where the country has made 500 rupees and 1,000 rupees not valid
right.
to cut black market and a lot of things. So what has happened is real estate prices are coming down. Because a lot of black money is involved in
no
real
kidding.
Estate. Yeah, yeah. Somebody buys a house is never 100% white money. It's I made a difference. We built a flat or a, what do you call it, condo,
mm-hmm.
the land my father luckily bought several years ago. The money, I told the builder, I want to be honest. I want to pay completely in white. I'm running a charity, which is so honest. Personal life also, I want to be honest. So all my relatives are making fun of me. Murali, what are you, a fool? You want to pay tax on the whole money? That way, I'm preaching everybody to be honest.
Yes.
I had to be for my own sake.
You said your own examples. Right?
For myself, not to prove. I could have told you I paid all white, but I'm cheating myself. I need to really be honest to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then only I can tell other people, paid full money. Even my brother had to pay a lot of tax because it's a common property owned by me and him. So I had to pay. We paid fully in white. So
that's good.
So nothing, I'm not afraid of anything. That's the way Shankara Eye Foundation is also run.
Yes.
So we are always honest. What you see is what you get. So the prices are kind of coming down. So one bank said we may be able to find land in this place. So that's another possibility. We are at it. So land, let's say we get the land by February, by March or April, we should be able to start the construction.
Okay.
As I told you, we have an agreement with our partner in India, Shankara Eye Foundation India, that without 70% of the total budget, projected budget, they will not start the construction.
Right.
Because any delay causes cost escalation.
Yeah.
So 70% is $3.5 million. We have around 2.5. So this year, we still have to raise $1 million for Indore, $1 million for Hyderabad.
It's a lot of money.
Only the only problem is we don't have a matching challenge so far.
So it's
it
a challenge.
May happen by December. We don't know. Because I did meet our big donor, put our grievances in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
We need a bunch of what? Maybe a handful of $25,000. Maybe from Google, maybe from Facebook,
yes,
maybe
yes.
from Microsoft, so they match.
Correct,
right?
Exactly.
So there is that option.
So what I'm making an appeal to people listening to me for only if you're, most of the companies in Bay Area match donations. Google, Yahoo, Oracle, Microsoft, Apple, all the Juniper, all these companies match your funds, at least $1,000 most companies. So what you have to do is you just have to donate $500 to Shankara Eye Foundation in the year end.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the 30% bracket, your out-of-pocket is only $350.
Okay.
And your company will match your $500. For $350, you're leveraging $1,000. You'll have your name of your loved one, father, grandfather, anybody, wife, son, on the hospital wall of founders.
You're
leaving a legacy, and then that will help us take care of 25,000 people every year when the hospital is full capacity.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Yeah, what a leverage. What a leverage you have only for $350.
Yeah, and you get that, like you said, that legacy, make you feel like you've left a major imprint
yes.
on the world.
Yeah.
doing something wonderful.
Yes, you can tell your grandchildren, I was part of a movement which eradicated blindness.
Yeah.
Not only out of India.
Which was unthinkable, yeah, unthinkable not long ago.
Yeah, yeah.
What you could donate it at the website, right?
Yeah, www.giftofvision.org.
We would love, we have plenty of time left, but what I'd like to do is I always set aside a little time for a vocal performance from Murali G, because first of all, I feel like Thanksgiving is Thursday. We all have every reason to be thankful. One thing I love about Thanksgiving is it doesn't matter where you come from. If you're here and you're in America and you come from India, China, Australia, no matter where you are, everybody partakes in being thankful and coming together. Not everybody does it the same way, but I think the message of being thankful, this isn't about gifts. It's about sharing life. It's about sharing thanks.
Okay.
I feel like we need to have a song.
That type of song. Thank you. Okay.
Listen, you could do whatever you want, okay. But I feel like no matter what you sing,
I'll start with that. I'll start with that. Yeah.
You will.
Yeah. Where you basically... 1 minute.
Typically, Larry at this point would get very excited because he loves to hear it. And I know if he's listening right now, I'm guaranteeing you he's probably sitting there. Should I call the show? Should I call in? Right now, he's probably contemplating because he loves to hear Murali G sing.
Right.
But this is always a highlight for us because it's a little break in the show.
Yes.
And I think everybody feels inspired here. And you love to sing, and I love hearing
always,
you
always.
Sing. I love it. I
was planning to sing a ghazal, which I'll do later.
We could do that the next
right
one.
Time I'll do this song. I will just sing one stanza.
You sing
the main
one.
Okay.
What is the song?
Yeah. The same. You would have listened to it at least 5 times. It's basically to see happiness in other people's smile, and helping others brings you happiness.
I love it.
No, even though you're poor from your pocket, you're rich by your heart.
That's right. That's a perfect
song.
Message.
Beautiful song.
Yeah.
किसी की मुस्कुराहटों पे हो निसार किसी का दर्द मिल सके तो ले उधार किसी के वास्ते हो तेरे दिल में प्यार जीना इसी का नाम है किसी की मुस्कुराहटों पे हो निसार किसी का दर्द मिल सके तो ले उधार किसी के वास्ते हो तेरे दिल में प्यार जीना इसी का नाम है माना अपनी जेब से फकीर है फिर भी यारो दिल के हम अमीर हैं माना अपनी जेब से फकीर है फिर भी यारो दिल के हम अमीर हैं मिटे जो प्यार के लिए वो जिंदगी जले बहार के लिए वो जिंदगी किसी को हो न हो हमें तो ऐतबार जीना इसी का नाम है कंटिन्यू और
आई वुड से लेट्स फिनिश इट आउट
वन मोर स्टैंजा रिश्ता रिश्ता दिल से दिल के ऐतबार का जिंदा है हम ही से नाम प्यार का रिश्ता दिल से दिल के ऐतबार का जिंदा है हम ही से नाम प्यार का के मर के भी किसी को याद आएंगे किसी की आंसुओं में मुस्कुराएंगे कहेगा फूल हर कली से बार बार जीना इसी का नाम है
किसी की मुस्कुराहटों पे हो निसार, किसी का दर्द मिल सके तो ले उधार, किसी के वास्ते हो तेरे दिल में प्यार, जीना इसी का नाम है. थैंक यू.
I love that melody, Merle. Song is beautiful, and you have sang that song for us before.
Several times.
I love it. I forget how much I like that song. The melody is so infectious.
Yes, yes.
And it sticks with you.
Yeah, yeah.
The message, though,
is
beautiful.
This tune is very common. You can recognize this type of tune in this, your Western music.
Yeah,
also.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
What I love is, first of all, there's... music has a way of speaking, right,
yes,
to people.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't know what the lyrics are. It could be in another language. It could
Correct.
Be, but it's sort of this universal musical language.
Exactly.
That I know Franco is, much like myself, is a music lover, right?
I love music.
So we could just absorb it.
Yes.
And I think hearing people passionate about it and singing with passion and soul,
Correct.
There's nothing better.
I used to sing Beatles with my friends.
You really?
But you may laugh at my accent.
I'm a Beatles fanatic.
Same here.
The Beatles are my, the world according to the Beatles is my life because I follow them like a religion.
You know what I used to do? My friends used to sing Beatles and blues. John Diamond?
John Denver.
Neil Diamond, all those songs. What I used to do on their guitar.
You could sing. You have a little bit of a Neil Diamond quality to your voice. I'm not kidding.
Song Sung Blues by him.
Oh,
no?
That's a beautiful song. Yeah.
So what I used to
such
do.
Such a great melody.
Why didn't you sing a few lines?
No. It's okay.
So I used to play the beats on the guitar, the backside, no?
Uh-huh. The back.
Yeah,
the thumb.
So very nicely. Looking for a job in the city.
Oh.
So I can play the
Proud
beats
Mary. Yeah, you have a passion for it, the music. I would love to hear. What is your favorite Beatles song? Do you have a favorite?
There's a smile. I need somebody.
Help?
Help.
No, that's a sad song, actually. Amazingly, that John Lennon wrote that song because he really was depressed and he needed help. And no one was paying because they were so successful. They thought everything was great for them.
Okay,
he wrote that as a way to tell people, I have troubles and I'm a troubled man.
Okay.
And he said no one knew it. They thought it was just a happy song.
I did not pay
but
attention
in reality,
to the
help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Oh, God, now I get it. Even in the Hindi songs I sing, only now I'm paying attention to the lyrics.
Yeah. I like the lyrics.
The lyrics?
I love melody. I'm a melody fan.
I like melody also.
Because it draws you in.
Correct.
But sometimes with the lyrics, you can really get a view of what that
Correct.
Song means
Correct.
And what it means
to someone. It takes you to a different level of happiness.
Yeah.
My cousin used to run a music shop, and he had a big house. He had a table tennis table.
Uh-huh.
So I used to bring my friends there, play table tennis, and he'd be playing all these songs. Music. Yellow Submarine.
Like a jukebox?
No, he has all the big LP.
Record player,
that's fun.
Do you have a favorite artist? Because I know you love music. Do you have a favorite, like whether it be from when you were a kid? Do you have a favorite that you listen to
most? I like this, the same person, Nothing Like Behind, one of these, that singer.
What,
one
the
of
Eagles?
These, Eagles.
The Eagles,
I
Yeah. Really, you like the Eagles?
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Yeah, wow. What about as far as artists from home that you grew up listening to?
Even though I'm a South Indian, I grew up in the western part of the country, Pune.
Okay,
so I constantly listen to Hindi songs every day.
Yeah.
So some of the older Hindi singers are my favorites.
You like the classics?
The song I sang is by Mukesh.
Mukesh,
then
yeah.
Mohammad Rafi.
Okay.
Was a big.
So those are who you listened to when you were growing up.
And it moves me. Some of those songs really move me. Kishore Kumar.
Nowadays,
I like
artist.
More the classy ghazals.
Yeah.
Which are very popular in Pakistan and India.
I've really gotten into the ghazals personally because Srini Sarapali, who's a good friend of ours here, when I first started at the station, he gave me a hard drive with a whole bunch of music because I love discovering new things. And he had made a folder of all these ghazals. And I listened. I was like, these are some of these are gorgeous.
Yeah, they're mostly generally about romance.
Yeah.
Sadness.
I like sadness. I'm a fan of sadness.
I'm a fan of sadness.
I don't know
also.
Why, but it makes me feel things. I like happy music, but I feel like sometimes hearing sad, melancholy music.
Then I should sing a sad song here.
We should. Why not? We need to be sad. Well, seeing as we're celebrating the gift of vision, and sometimes it's important to feel, to get the feeling of being down and feeling what other people feel, because it sometimes will inspire you to do to help get out of it. Yes. So I think the next one, maybe we, instead of doing a happy, we should do something sad.
I will
sad.
Do one sad with music.
Let's do it.
And then one ghazal with just a
so
half, half
which sad are we going to do now?
Okay.
I'm excited to know.
This is by Mohammad Rafi.
Okay.
And Sonu Nigam also sings this very well.
Oh, he has a version
so
of
basically,
it?
Basically, I hope I don't lose the memories of my past life. It's a love failure. So I will sing this.
Okay, I'm ready.
Beautiful song.
I'm excited.
I'll sing one stanza.
Merle G. Let's hear it. Take it away, my friend.
One of my favorite songs. I enjoy sad mode like you.
Me too.
I want to close my eyes and sing.
Please.
याद न जाए बीते दिनों की जाके न आए जो दिन दिल क्यों बुलाए उन्हें दिल क्यों बुलाए याद न जाए बीते दिनों की जाके न आए जो दिन दिल क्यों बुलाए उन्हें दिल क्यों बुलाए दिन जो पखेरू होते पिंजड़े में मैं रख लेता दिन जो पखेरू होते पिंजरे में मैं रख लेता पालता उनको जतन से पालता उनको जतन से मोती के दाने देता सीने से रहता लगाए याद न जाए बीते दिनों की जाके न आए जो दिन दिल क्यों बुलाए उन्हें दिल क्यों
बुलाए
Oh, it's beautiful. That is a beautiful
nice song.
Song. So this, what was the name of that song?
This is called Yaad Na Jaaye.
What a gorgeous, beautiful song. And Sonu does a version of that song?
Sonu sings the same song. That's how I started liking it.
He does, he's another beautiful vocalist.
Amazing. Sonu sings a lot of Mohammad Rafi songs.
You could, he definitely has a... the ability is that phone. I thought it was mine. I was nervous. He definitely pays a lot of respect to the
Rafi,
classics,
Rafi
which I love.
Rafi is a legend. Many of us old timers like Sonu Nigam. One of the main reasons he sings many Rafi songs.
Yeah, that's lovely too. That's just a gorgeous song, and I do love that the bit of the melancholy and the sadness and the aching vocals there. Really do understand. I mean, listen, you must have been at one point. You were probably depressed like me. Because I could tell in the songs how you mean it when you sing this. It's amazing. You're so happy now. I mean,
but whenever even when I'm sitting in the car, Greg, I like to listen to sad songs.
It's amazing. I guess maybe because it makes us feel better about what we have. Yeah, yeah. Is that why?
I don't know. I
do too.
I just enjoy it.
People might think I'm depressed when they hear
I'm
my
not
music.
Depressed. I'm you not. See me? No, am I depressed?
Me
I'm
neither.
Not.
It's just the music. We like it.
I love the music, the melody, the tune, the meaning.
So, but we're gonna do one more song before we get there, because we have about 6 minutes left. What I'd like to do is I'd like to reiterate to our listeners and people that are sitting and tuning into Murali G right now as we get ready to give thanks. I think a lot of people will be taking Thursday to spend time with their family and loved ones to thankful for what we have, which is a lot. For all the people that have given and helped in any way with the Shankara Eye Foundation over the years, we want to thank them.
Sure.
But we also want to tell them how they can get involved and stay involved.
Be even more thankful.
We will be more thankful if we can get you more involved. Let's tell them one more time, Murali. What could they do and how can they do it?
This we need to raise $1 million for the Indore hospital construction, $1 million for the Hyderabad construction. And this is the best time of the year. You can, that'll also, if you achieve this, that'll also help us meet our annual revenue goals for this year. If you're working for any company, Google, Cisco, Oracle, any companies, Apple, Microsoft, they match funds. So for $1,000, you become a founding donor, can have the name of a loved one on the hospital wall of founders. If your company matches, that's only $500 out of your pocket.
Okay.
And if you're in the mostly, you'll be at least in the 30% tax bracket. That means your out-of-pocket is only $350. For $350, you can leverage $1,000, have the name of a loved one on the hospital wall of founders. It'll help us start the construction as soon as land is acquired next year. And within a year, the hospital will be ready, serving the visually handicapped poor brothers and sisters back home.
It's a tax write-off,
right? Tax write-off. So that's
the other good thing.
Yes, yes.
I mean, especially if you have a small business or you have your own company, own business.
Correct.
This is a good opportunity to do something good in the name of your company.
Yes.
And you'll get some of that back.
Some of that back. And also you can call me directly at 408-425-1268. 408-425-1268. This is what I do from now until.
Don't crank call him. Only when there's a reason to call him.
The calls need to be related to donations.
Yes, please. Don't call him just to sing. If you want him to sing, you're going to have to wait till he comes in again. Because don't call him trying to get him to serenade you to sleep.
Wow. I have a nice new mail, which I have started using it, which is also powered by Google. Murali@giftofvision.org.
Very easy to remember. Very easily.
No 777, nothing. Murali, my first name, Murali. @giftofvision.org.
All right.
And we are not going to say to any surprise, big donation also. Many of you in this area, your company, you've been very fortunate. Your company made good money. So you can close your eyes and donate to Shankara. We'll open more eyes. We're such a credible organization, top 4-star rated charity by Charity Navigator. So I tell our people, this is the most honest company. You can really close your eyes and donate. We'll open more eyes.
If you weren't as honest and as real as you guys were, I would not be as involved and interested in helping, but you guys are the best. And thanks to everyone on the team, too, for all they do. Sometimes seems to be thankless work.
Really. Amazing volunteers we have.
So we have 2 minutes. You want to do
another? Only 2 minutes?
We have two and a half, but you able to get one last
thing? I'll sing one stanza.
Let's do it.
A beautiful ghazal by Mehdi Hasan.
Okay.
From Pakistan.
And this, by the way, is a farewell performance before we lose you. So thank you so much for being here, Murali.
Sure.
I appreciate you bringing your wisdom with you.
Wonderful. My pleasure.
We'd love to hear you sing.
Mujhe tum nazar se gira to rahe ho. Mujhe tum kabhi bhi bhula na sakoge. Na jaane mujhe kyun यकीन हो चला है मेरे प्यार को तुम मिटा ना सकोगे मुझे तुम नजर से कभी नाम बातों में आया जो मेरा तो बेचैन हो के दिल थाम लोगे तो बेचैन हो के दिल थाम लोगे निगाहों में छाएगा गम का अंधेरा
किसी ने जो पूछा सबब आंसुओं का, बताना भी चाहो बता ना सकोगे मुझे तुम नजर से.
It's like a beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful. A cappella. Yeah. You did it with no music and it sounded perfect.
Thanks a lot.
Merle G. Yeah,
thank you.
A pleasure. Seriously, thank you for
one
being
hour
here.
Passed by just like that?
I know. Sometimes I wonder because I looked at the clock and I said 54 minutes when we started, 52 minutes. And I remember saying this is going to be by in a flash.
Very nice.
And
very
here
nice.
We are in the last 30 seconds.
Excellent.
Anyone you want to say thank you to before we leave?
Basically, all our volunteers, our donors, and Radio KLOK for really becoming a part of this moment. Without all of you, this work is not possible. Whatever good we I am or our volunteers, without all your support, we cannot achieve all this. So we are dedicated this Thanksgiving to all of you.
Thanks to everyone who's listening to the show every week. We'll be back next week. Franco, congrats on your 3 years, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much.
Great job as always. And next week, we'll be back with another edition of People Helping People. Murray, you'll be back soon.
Sure.
Please. Thanks for listening. They see 1170 AM radio that listens to you.
Go mobile and connect with your community today.